Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the IDFC First Bank Q2 FY22 results conference call hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kunal Shah from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vikram, and good evening everyone present on the call. This is Kunal Shah from ICICI Securities. Today we have with us Mr. V. Vaidyanathan, Managing Director and CEO, Mr. Sudhanshu Jain, CFO and Head Corporate Center, and Mr. Saptarshi Bapari, Head Investor Relations from IDFC First Bank to discuss their Q2 FY22 and H1 FY22 earnings. Yeah. Over to you, sir.
Hello, everyone. I'm Vaidyanathan. I'm very happy to speak to all of you. With me is.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Sudhanshu Jain. I am the Chief Financial Officer.
Hi, I'm Saptarshi Bapari, the Head of Investor Relations.
Good evening again. Thank you. We are going to try to take you through some brief numbers, and we hope to be able to address all your questions. Let me just start with a very brief remarks about what we saw this particular quarter. Our loan book at the bank level has now touched 1,17,000 crores. The retail assets of the bank is now 67%. The customer deposits of the bank is 83,900 crores. The CASA ratio is 51%. Capital adequacy is 15.6%. NIM is 5.76%. Our gross NPA is 4.27%, which has come down from last quarter of 4.61%. Net NPA is 2.09%, which has come down from last quarter of 2.32%. Now, while they were the headline items, it's you know, I'd like to just dwell a little deeper and give you some deeper color into the whole thing. Now, in case you have the presentation with you, I'd like to take you straight to page 39, where we start with the retail liability franchise. On the retail liability franchise, which is basically the foundation stone for any bank because you need deposits first to lend and then to make margins and to make profits and so on. As far as deposits are concerned, we are happy to say that our CASA deposits of the bank continued at 46,269 crores this quarter, which let me say is a marginal growth over March, but that's when we reduced our interest rates. I call it marginal because if you see the absolute term numbers, it's kind of flattish. The one key thing has been achieved while in the process because we dropped, you know, savings rates from peak rate of 7% to 5%. Really we are very happy to note that the numbers continue and our customers' relationships are sticky with us. We think it's because of the strong brand we enjoy, really good service we provide to customers. Interest rates are still attractive. Overall, we think that we have a lot of momentum and new number of bank accounts being opened to the bank continues to be very strong. All things are good on the liability side. We really don't worry about it anymore. The other thing is upon the retail deposit rates, we have now dropped it down to really, I guess, among the as low as any other bank in the system, and as low as any large bank. Therefore, on the cost of funds front, we are quite attractive now, and that actually enables us to start participating in prime home loans as well. Number two, our CASA ratio is 51.28%, which we're quite happy about. We frankly had expected this to dip a bit when we dropped our interest rates, but well, it's still 50%+. Number three is our core deposits, what we call the retail CASA, retail term, which is what we call the stickiest form of money, that continues to be strong at 64,000 crores. Basically all things good on the liability side. Like I said, if we want more money, we can raise it. At this point of time, our liquidity ratio is 174%. We'd have loved it to be something like 120%. Clearly we're having like a few 3,000-5,000 crores extra amount of liquidity, which is obviously draining our profitability. We just hope that during the next quarter we can, you know, drain out some of this excess liquidity. The second thing is about granularization of liabilities. There we made scored some big hits actually. We are happy to say that, you know, deposits which is above 5 crores is now come down to as low as 19% from 72% at the time of mergers. You can really see it's a highly diversified liabilities base. Our top 20 depositors, which we are should call ourselves a concentration, the concentration risk, top 20 depositors, you know, was 42%, is now down to 9.4%. You know, so all things good on top 10, top 20, everything. Now I want to move the your attention to page 42. Now page 42 is an important page. This talks about what is the extent of long-term legacy liabilities the bank still carries. As of September 30, 2021, we carry 27,667 crores of legacy liabilities on which we are paying an interest of 8.67%. The maturity of that is basically going to determine when we get, because we're going to obviously reprice this at like 4.8% or even less than that. So we have close to 1,000 crores to be taken out of repaying this money on a P&L sense on an annual basis. Now, the question is, when does it mature? So in this financial year up to FY22, 2,100 crores will mature. In FY23, 6,500 crores will mature. In FY24, 5,700 crores will mature. In FY25, 8,000 crores will mature. So that gives you a color about when we will get to see the color of that 1,000 crores. That is as far as the liability side is concerned. On the asset side, let me keep very quick to you to share with you that the retail lending business has grown quite well. And our retail lending book has now crossed 78,000 crores. Then on page 45, basically, you can see what is the breakup of the 78,000 crores. The home loan is 16% of the retail book. Loan against property is 20%. SME loans is 14%. Wheels is 13%. Consumer loans, which is basically consumer durables, personal loans, and you know, two-wheelers and stuff like that. Wheels is two-wheelers part of wheels. This is just consumer durables and personal loans and such products. That's 19%. And JLG and rural business is 9%. So that gives you a quick color about what is the breakup of our retail portfolio. This is the breakup of the whole book itself. The next is we'd like to break up this portfolio not just within retail, but we'd like to break this up at a bank level. At a bank level, there are two ways to evaluate this. One is to evaluate this as a percentage of funded and non-funded, and the other one is to evaluate as a percentage of funded itself. So let me start with evaluating our book as a percentage of the total book, that is funded plus non-funded. So funded plus non-funded, if you take it as one block, 29% of that is corporate loans, 10% is infrastructure, 12% is loan against property, 9% is home loans, 10% is consumer durables, 8% is SME loans, two-wheelers is 4%, JLG is 5%. So you and credit card is 1%. So you get a drift of the portfolio of the, I think it's 1,41,000 crores is the total funded plus non-funded book, and this is the numbers I told you. Now, if you take this as a percentage of funded book alone, there you know, home loan is 10%, loan against property is 14%, consumer loans is 12%, SME is 10%, and corporate loans is 18%, and infrastructure is 9%. So the short point of these numbers is that now our asset side is really well diversified across, let me say, corporate and even retail is really not one block. Retail, within retail, there is home, there is loan against property, there is consumer durable, there is vehicle loan, there is wheel loan, there is JLG, there is rural. So it is a really diversified business lines that we have. And we think that, you know, more as we go ahead, I'll share with you where is the growth coming from. Now, as far as growth is concerned, where really is it growth? Because after all, retail has grown by 30% during the last quarter. I mean, YOY. So September 20 to September 21. But that's grown by 30%. So and at a bank level, we've grown 10%. Now, where is 30% come from? And that question is answered by thinking about home loans. So home loans has been our biggest growth area. Home loans have grown by 46% year on year. And really, we are finding that the check bounces in home loans is really low. We also find that, of course, if customers have enough LTV and you know, there is the emotional collateral and all that. And also we have found that there is a significant demand coming up in home loans. Of course, it also helps the fact that we have entered into the prime home loan segment now, prime, because we brought our cost of funds down. So that's a big growth for us, 46% there. Loan against property has grown by 25%. SME loans have grown by 24%. Wheels, the basically the two-wheelers and stuff like that, that's grown by 12%. And consumer loans has grown by about 27%. So these are our key growth areas. On the wholesale side, we had brought down the loan book, as you know, in the initial stages of the bank. Basically, we saw so many red flags, and so many accounts were blowing up, and we had just so many problems. So initially, we did bring down the wholesale book. But I'm actually happy to share with you that we are now at a particular, in fact, I'll share the numbers with you. On the wholesale side, at the which is the non-infrastructure corporate loans, and that book is now 21,056 crore. The infrastructure financing over and above this corporate loans I talked about is another 10,000 crores. So if you add 10,000 crores and 21,000 crores, that's 31,000 crores today. Now, what is our wish list? Is it that we want to keep bringing it down? The answer is no. We are frankly quite happy with the way we are now building our wholesale book. You know, we've disbursed fresh loans of close to about 7,600 crores, fresh, new to credit, new to bank of 7,600 crores on the wholesale side since the time of the merger. And I'm happy to say it's like it's as good as, there's no delinquency there, if at all, it's marginal. And it's like pristine. So therefore, we are quite comfortable with what we're doing. But the important thing is that we want to just do this in proportion to our net worth, and we want to do a good smell test on the customers whom we are boarding, so that we don't have any subsequent problems. So net, we want to still maybe, given a choice, we'd like to keep a flat growth. We don't want to degrow it anymore. But really, it will depend on the opportunities in the marketplace and the risk reward and our ability to stay competitive in wholesale, because remember, all the big banks are also fighting it out in that game and really offering very fine prices and so on. Now, that's on the asset side. Now, I'd like to come to asset quality, and then I'll move it from there. Now, on asset quality front, I'm again happy to say that we are witnessing very good trends. First, the numbers put it out of the way. So in June 21, our gross NPA was 4.61%. Now it is 4.27%. Our net NPA was 2.32%. Now it is 2.09%. Now, in this, during June 21, one large toll road account of about 860 crores had become NPA, because during COVID they could not get collections. Now that account is in, you know, we feel that in the end that money will all come back. It's NPA, all right, 860 crores. But we feel that money will come back, because at the end of the day, the client is begin to start getting revenues. COVID movement has all started some disturbance here. Basically, traffic flow has started and so on and so forth. Therefore, we feel that money will come back. If you adjust for that, meaning if you were not to consider this an NPA for a moment, our gross NPA would be 3.47% and net NPA would be 1.42%. Now let us break up this NPA for you between three categories. One is retail assets, one is wholesale, one is corporate assets, and one is infrastructure assets. On the retail side, pre-COVID, our NPA always used to be like close to 8 or 9 years now, has been at gross of 2% and net of 1%. At COVID, it touched 4% gross. In the peak of COVID, it touched 4% gross and 1.9% net. This quarter, it has come down to 3.45% and 1.66%. So you can see there is a, you know, dip quarter on quarter, two quarters running. Our own guidance is that we have earlier, a few times guided to the market that we will come back to pre-COVID numbers of 2% gross and 1% net. And it just has to happen. We felt that, and we guided for 2022-23 at some stage. But off late, now they're seeing the strong trends on collections that they're seeing. We feel that it will come back earlier than that, maybe 3 quarters or something. But certainly in that zone, maybe we feel that gross will come down to 2-ish and net will come down to 1%. So really, seeing the collection numbers, etc., we're very happy, and we feel very confident of reaching our guidance ahead of time than what we guided earlier. And once, in fact, this retail NPA coming down back to 2% and 1%, which has been a historical rate, is a huge positive news for us, not because the numbers itself are good, but more because the fact that even if an extraordinary event like COVID, could only disturb us maybe for a year, and after that we're back to pre-numbers, then it kind of, like an extraordinary event of a century, couldn't really disturb the long-term strength comes back, it gives us the confidence that we are on good track and so on. Now, the second bit I told you was the wholesale. On the wholesale side, there is a gross NPA now is 2.85 and 0.84, which is X infrastructure. And we're quite happy, I told you, and given a choice, we'd like to keep the book there. We have no intention of degrowing it. If it degrows, I'd say probably despite our efforts. Third is infrastructure. A gross NPA and infrastructure is 15.8%. And net NPA is 9.8%, but really this is legacy. And the good news is the book is only 10,000 crores now. Sooner or later, maybe by the next 2-3 years, we'll wind this book down once and for all. So that's so much quickly. I talked to you about the key indicators and the gross and the asset quality. I'd like to stop here, and I'd like to request Sudhanshu to take us through the profit and loss that happened during the quarter. Thank you, Sudhanshu.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Vaidyanathan. Starting with the income, the bank's core operating income, which comprises of NI and fee and other income, and excluding trading gains, it grew by 41% on a YOY basis from Rs. 2075 crores to Rs. 2930 crores. This included a growth in NI itself from Rs. 1784 crores to Rs. 2272 crores. As a result, the NIM for the quarter reached 5.76%, which was 4.91% in Q2 of last year and 5.51% in the preceding quarter. The NIM expansion was driven by gradual improvement in the cost of funds, mainly cost of deposits, as we have been bringing the saving rates lower. Coming on to the fee front, as we all know that last year during Q2, there was a COVID lockdown and the economy was stalled. But this year, whereas Q1 was quite impacted due to COVID wave 2, in Q2, economy has normalized quite a bit. Our disbursements are higher by 70% as compared to Q2 last year, and that has contributed to higher loan processing fees. Further, we have seen a huge traction in transaction-led fees and higher fees from distribution of third-party products and wealth management. The third part of the income is trading gains, which for the quarter were lower at Rs. 122 crores versus Rs. 335 crores in Q2 of the last year. So that's all on income. So I said initially that we had a robust increase in fee in total income. Core total income, which was at 41% on a YOY basis. As the economic activity picked up, the OPEX also increased by 47% from Rs. 1610 crores in Q2 last year to Rs. 235 crores in the current quarter. Again, this increase was linked to higher loan originations and higher collection expenses as the collection activity sort of picked up during the current quarter. We also continue to invest in digital and other initiatives, and also had opened up a few branches and ATMs last year, and hence that increase is also sort of coming in if we compare versus the last year's Q2 quarter. The combination of all this has led to our core PPOP, excluding trading gain, increasing by 23% on a YOY basis It has reached rupees 571 crores in Q2 of FY22, and this was rupees 465 crores in Q2 of the last year. On the provisions front, provisions for the quarter are lower at rupees 475 crores. This was rupees 674 crores in Q2 of last year, and this is significantly lower than rupees 1872 crores of provisions which we had taken in Q1 of this year. This quarter, we have utilized COVID provision of rupees 560 crores. We were holding COVID provision of rupees 725 crores at the beginning of Q2, and after this utilization, we are carrying forward rupees 165 crores into the future quarters. As we had indicated earlier, that we expect the provision in H2 to be significantly lower than H1. The profit before tax increased by 72% on a YOY basis